Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's bring in TK here. Oh, yeah, go do it. What's, yeah. You see, you ain't seen this, Trista. Trista
I
with the new
this.
With the
see,
with the yeah. new Ultra 8K camera and yeah. the light and the setup behind
she
her.
She got that, like, this is like TV production quality
it's,
camera.
It's literally what we've been begging the company for 3 years now. And
I look really white though. I think I'm
you
like
do look
really
a little pale. You do look like the sun has not come out
it,
in a while.
I think it feels like I should turn it down a touch.
And you see, or she's you doing can, it through her phone, which
that's
is fire.
Fancy.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get it all sorted. It looks different during different times of the day, even though I'm
I've got the player's air.
You gotta send me your light, by the way. You gotta send me what light you're using.
I got the Players Era Championship on right here, and you were talking about like you look really white, and somewhere in there, I don't know if it really fits, but there was a Bruce Pearl joke because he was just on my screen, and I said, Bruce Pearl, why are you that shade? Why are you that complexion?
Sir? Was he white or dark?
Dark.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he gets into the tanning booth. Did you see last a couple of days ago? He was airing out Candace Parker right in front of her for being being an athlete ho.
What?
Basically. Well, let's also be clear.
She was right there.
No, she was there. Let's also
she
be clear.
She consented to the conversation.
She was the biggest star at the University of Tennessee. So your little basketball players were punching out of their weight class.
Wait, yeah. What happened?
No, they were on the call.
Yeah, so they were on the call. Bruce Pearl and Candace were sitting next to each other. He obviously used to be the head coach there when she was playing there. And so he said that Candace had multiple boyfriends. Many of them were on the team.
Bro,
and
what
so
is he doing?
He had to tell her not to break up with his players before they would have a big game so they didn't have an emotional breakdown. And she was key-keying, listening to the whole thing, thought it was hilarious.
Well, she's okay. Yeah,
I'm not
that's
a big
fine,
Bruce Pearl fan anymore.
That was wild.
That is wild. Is it not wild?
That's wild, sir. What are you doing?
Also, I don't think I did. I tell you guys the story. I think I did when he was coaching at Auburn, and I went into the locker room early, and the whole team hadn't gotten in yet, and I saw somebody have a complete like an equipment manager have a complete meltdown, throwing all their stuff against the locker after they lost to Virginia in that like last second Kyle Guy 3 in the Final Four.
King's legend, Kyle Guy.
King's legend, Kyle Guy. And so they all walk in, they're like, and I'm already there with my little, you know, Osmo on the phone, and I'm just watching them all come in. And he's like, they're crying, they're screaming. He comes in, he like looks around, he's like, what the F are you doing here? Get out. And I'm like,
what?
I also don't know. They let me in. I know I shouldn't be in before y'all.
I also
I'm literally just standing there. I'm the only one in the locker room. And I knew, but they let me in. So, I mean, you just do what you do, baby.
So at no point, so you didn't think, hey, maybe I shouldn't walk in right now?
The person, so they have at the locker room, like somebody standing at the door.
Uh-huh.
And I was, and everybody went over to Virginia. And I was the like one of the only ones waiting for Auburn because me and my other producer, we just split up. He's like, I'll take Virginia, you take Auburn. And so I stood there and there was no one else there. And the person was like, all right, the game's over, go on in. And I'm like,
I think you got set up, bro. You got set up.
It was like, you know, those little security kids are like 20. So they don't know. They see that the end of the game is coming.
No, the SID is supposed to be out there saying, okay, now you can go in.
No, it wasn't.
Not some, you know, guy.
We hadn't even gotten to there yet. I was there.
Again, Trista, the signs are there. You should not have walked through that door.
No, they said, go on in. Just go right in.
I was already.
If you're older than the person telling you to go inside, don't go inside.
Go on in.
I was all ready to be like, Bruce Pearl, what a jerk. He shouldn't talk to Trista. No, he was kind of right. Like, what are you doing here?
He was right. Of course. I literally was laughing like, yeah, you got it.
No, I know. I know.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, but yeah. Tommy, the grad assistant, the first year grad assistant, let me in.
Trista said,
kid
I don't
kid got
know
fired
what I'm
the next
here.
Day. Got an
Listen,
incomplete
I
on his master's.
I mean, it was at the Alamo.
No. Yeah.
That was a classic game, too, by the way. Was it the final that was a classic?
What do you think? What do you think of San Antonio? Because Kenny hates it.
Well,
and he's never been there.
I don't hate it.
San Antonio is an awesome sports venue for like a big game. Because I think I was
She
answered it.
I mean, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I would say it's very quaint. I would consider it better than San Jose.
Oh, significantly. Significantly.
So much better. San Jose is like a wild place. There's not a thing going on. The downtown area, it's like it's still 2020. It's COVID over there. I was downtown this weekend trying to get brunch at 11 a.m. Nothing open.
What were
Zero.
You doing in San Jose?
Bro, that video you posted was hilarious.
The awkward moment.
Yeah, she was doing the soccer stuff.
The championship was this weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
It was the Washington Spirit versus Gotham, and Gotham was locked all the way in, man. And every single person we talked to had like these hilariously awkward moments. And it started because Trinity Rodman, who's probably going overseas, said that Emily Sonnet, who she played with on the national team, is probably her biggest like competitor and trash talker on Gotham. So I was like, we got to go and see what's up with Emily Sonnet, so see what she says. And we walk up. This part didn't make the video because it wasn't on video. We're waiting in line. The line to talk to her is like unusually long, probably 6-7 people. So we're standing in line for like 10 minutes. And this is like the last part of the video that we want. So we kind of have to wait. And we come up and she's like, you guys having a good time? And we're like, yeah, I guess. And she's like, well, you guys haven't stopped smiling this whole time. You've been standing in line for 10 minutes, cheesing from ear to ear. And I'm like, well, haven't you been in interviews? How do you even know that? And she's like, I can do two things at once. And I'm like, okay, this is going to go left. And I'm like, I just know this is going left. And I'm laughing, smiling, and I'm like, well, you know, Emily, my whole goal today is to make you laugh. And she's like, why is it to make me laugh? And I was like, because you don't look like you laugh that often. And she's like, why is that? And then that's when I asked her, have you ever heard of RBF? And she said, what's RBF? And I go, do you think you have it? And she goes, I don't know what that means. And I said, resting bitch face. And I was like kind of scared. She's intense. She like
very intense. Yeah.
She looked like does this the whole time. Or
she looks like she's about to say, "I will break you."
No, is this this is the goalie. I'm looking at it right. This is the goalie who's saying this to you.
No,
or
she's
the girl
a defender.
In the stand?
She's a defender. Okay. No. She's the defender. And forgot them. She's American. Okay. And she was like, "Well, I don't have Botox if that's what you mean." I was like, "No, what I mean is that you when you're just chilling, you give bitch." It's okay. I get bitched too. I had to work on it. And it just continued down. And then she just started to troll me. And then at the end, after we stopped recording, of course, I was like, where are you from? Because she's played in Portland, like we were talking. And she's like, I'm from Atlanta. I was like, oh, okay. ATF, yeah. And she just like, then she finally like breaks character. She's like, all right, get out of here. Just go. Just get out.
At what point during that conversation did you know, okay, this is the bit? Like, this is this. I'm going
I
to see how.
I still don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't quite know. Because she was being serious about something. She's like, oh, yeah, I think I saw your video. And I'm like, well, the video hasn't even come out yet. What do you mean you've seen the video? We're in the making of the video right now. And I think she thought I was Sarah Spain. I don't know. The whole thing is baby, I don't have the
kind of like a frame. Mini version of Sarah Spain?
Yeah, me and her don't have the same frame.
Not, no.
Wait, is she like tall?
She's very tall. She's
Sarah,
very...
she is tall and
of the corn,
thicker variety. Yeah, thicker variety.
I've only seen her on Around the Horn.
Yeah.
So she's sitting down.
She's very tall, too. She's very tall. So that was fun. And then I'll share this story again, but because I talked about it on the podcast, but I had the single most embarrassing moment in my entire sports coverage life.
Oh, my gosh.
After the NWSL championship. So we all go to this party for Gotham. And we're talking to somebody who's like another podcaster who had a bunch of like people on their pod, like athletes, podcasters, whatever. So we're chatting with her. We kind of bonded with her at media day because of this whole Emily Sonnet thing. They were standing there. And so it was kind of like laughing about it. And this older woman comes up. She's got these big glasses on. She's got a hat on. And like kind of like inconspicuous a little bit, you know. And so we start talking and she's like, dumbass is asking Trinity if this is she's done and blah, blah, blah. That was probably my first signal that like this is not just a random, you know, sports fan because she's hating on the media. Like most fans don't hate on the media, you know. But I just went with it. I was like, well, you know, it's kind of like the one thing everybody wants to know. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, well, if, you know, so-and-so didn't get injured, Gotham doesn't win that game. And she's like, that's sports, though. That's sports. Second red flag to alert me. Trista, tread lightly here. Didn't. Just blew right past the light. And so.
You are very bad at missing signs.
So bad. So bad. And I'm kind of like a nervous rambler, you know, when I'm in social situations. I just keep going until someone like chimes in. And she was talking about the salary cap or something. I don't know. We started talking about Trinity. And I said, I didn't know. And it was her and this other podcaster right next to each other. So I was kind of talking to the other podcaster, but I was looking at her too. And I was like, I didn't know that everybody in the NWSL got free housing, free cars, and free health care. Did you know that? And it just goes silent. Silent. And the girl goes, of course she knows. It's Brandi Chastain.
Oh.
Just the most. For those who don't know Brandi Chastain, she's the one with the iconic.
No, you could have ended there. She's the one.
She's the one.
If you know one women's soccer player, that's the one that you know.
One that people really like know. I don't even know if there's a WNBA equivalent, honestly. There may not be. It could be like maybe
Lisa.
Lisa Leslie.
Lisa's probably the closest.
No. It was my lip got so sweaty so fast. And then I like kind of noticed there were kids waiting as she's listening to my stupid ass. Waiting to sign, like to have her sign something and like take photos. By the way, they're 10. Why do they even know who Brandi Chastain was?
They're 10.
This moment, how do they know? I had to leave. Me and Sarah, I was like, listen,
that's the right move. Yeah.
We have to get out of here. Yeah. Like she immediately kind of like slinked off like
so,
this idiot.
I was going to say, like, did Sarah not like, Sarah's your podcast partner. Did your partner on letters. Did she not say, hey, No.
No. Immediately, she was like, did you get your foot out your mouth yet?
Oh.
And I said, no, I'm literally replaying this entire conversation now. And all of it, I feel really dumb.
That's incredible.
So we have to go. We have to call an Uber right now.
So
we got on the first flight and just left. Drove straight to SFO.
Hold on, no. Brandy could have some fun with it. Brandy could have. She could have handled that better.
She
ain't got to be like, well, you don't know who I am. Let me look at you crazy. Like,
well,
she didn't even do that. She just kind of like.
It wasn't Brandy that said, I'm Brandy Chastain, was it? It was someone who was with her.
No, it was the podcaster that was like, of course she knows. She's a founder of Bay City FC right here in the Bay. And that's Brandy Chastain. Like, what are you doing?
And Brandy could have. That's right.
And she could have just my God, big glass. Yeah. No, she was willing to let me sit right in it.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair,
Trista earned it.
I earned every
piece. Trista earned it.
Every part of it. And all I thought was this is going to be a great story.
Oh, yeah. That's all that matters. Yeah, that's all that matters. You got to get the story.
And to be honest, let's be real. She's not digging through the CBA. Okay? She's probably not digging through the CBA.
She might not have known. Yeah, the athlete's a little bit different. She might have slicked off to go get it changed. Like, I'm sorry, did you hear? You know what we do?
Hold on, let me get back in here and see.
These bitches' cars. Hey, kill that.
It was rough.
While we're here, though, what do you? Because I'm not gonna act like I like super followed that league or whatever, but I definitely wanted to be successful. What do you think about the league? Like, is it is everything going smooth? Is it trending in the right direction?
What we'll see, they had multiple clubs. I think it was 6 clubs over, and the average attendance was over 10,000 a game for every week. 6 teams in the league surpassed 10,000 at average of every home game. Portland averaged more than 18,000 fans per game.
Goodness gracious.
They have like a power rankings for like leagues around the world in soccer, and the NWSL is number one in the world. Mm. They've got people from 43 countries playing in this. Some of the best players in the world are playing here. Like, you have an 8 seed winning the whole thing, right? So the level of competitive parity is through the roof. Gotham is obviously a stacked star team. Like, if Kenny, I already know who Kenny's favorite player is. Bob, you've never watched this, but like, your favorite player 1,000% is Midge Purse. 1,000%. Yeah. She's like Harvard educated.
Oh, like, I think I do know her. I think I follow her.
Doesn't play any games. Looks right at you. I asked her what the secret sauce is, the talking smack, and she said you can't go low enough. You can't. There are no boundaries. She's a real one.
I am familiar with her. I have never seen her play either, but I am familiar with her.
She's a dog. She's incredible. So fun. Anyway, so yeah, I think the team, the league in general, has a lot to show, I think, the WNBA in terms of like that you can get to a CBA that people are happy about. Mm-hmm. Now, the salary cap is only $3.5 million spread across 26 players. So the ones at the back of the bench aren't making a lot of money. But again, I don't think people really knew that all of those other things are built in to your contract that I didn't know until I went there, which is why I was excited to share my new piece of information with Brandy Chastain.
So is Trinity will leave just because she gets paid somewhere else, gets paid more somewhere else?
I think there's probably a lot more to it than money, but she might be the first one that leaves specifically only because of money. Her agent's out there saying that she's being offered $1 million a year, which, you know, that'd be like 30% of the total salary cap for her. But the problem for Trinity is that she's never healthy. She's got back problems. She hasn't played a full season her entire career. Mm-hmm. And she tried to leave after the game without doing any media, which is something that, like, if you're the star of a league, you can't really do. So I'm a little bit torn about Trinity. She's great. She's fun. She's probably the biggest star in all of women's soccer, at least in this country, in terms of American talent. So we'll have to see what happens. It's like a big topic of conversation, the only topic of conversation this weekend.
You know what should be a topic of conversation? I didn't even realize this when the show started. The Sacramento Kings are one game out of the play-in, baby.
Let's go.
Matter of fact. Kings are 5-13. Memphis is 6-12. TK, you were wrong. TK, say sorry.
No.
Two game win streak, TK.
I got a bone to pick. TK, you slandered my name last week when I wasn't here.
What did I say?
You lied on me.
What did I say?
I never said the Zach LaVine trade for De'Aaron Fox was a good trade.
Yeah, what? Yes, you did.
No, just because you hate Zach LaVine, me not hating him.
You were thirstily asking for Zach LaVine the whole year. And then
De'Aaron Fox, not for De'Aaron Fox.
But then
I wanted
when you
him
got
on the
Zach
team.
LaVine, you were like, well, this is the best we could get. Zach.
That's different than saying I think it was a good trade. I didn't say it was a good trade because I don't because Zach.
You at didn't the, say it was a bad.
So that means I think it's a good trade?
All of the energy around it was giving green, 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 green. None of it was any reluctant.
No, because I think Zach LaVine is, once again, because I don't hate him the way you and others do, that may come off as if I think he's a perfect basketball player. And I see his flaws.
I don't think I heard one negative thing about the trade.
Yeah, because I wanted to see what happens. That's okay, right? No, that's okay.
Great.
I wanted to see what happened. So I
can't have it both ways. You either didn't or you did.
I wanted to see what happens before I said it was a good or bad trade. Is that not allowed anymore? Do we have to have the take before we see anything that happens?
What were the emotions that came from the trade? We can just roll the tape.
The emotions were, all right, let's see what Zach has played good basketball in Chicago. The numbers are good. Let's see what he could do here. That's all it was. Like, it wasn't, like I said, we are not allowed as media members to say, let's see what it looks like. We have to know if it's good or bad before somebody even steps on the floor.
Well, we can identify all the transactional elements and know whether it's a good deal or a bad deal pretty much instant one, moment one.
Okay. I don't subscribe to that. So when certain things, I want to see it play out. Let me see what it looks like. Today, it does not look like, it's not a good trade. It's not a good trade.
Well, but those were all factors we already knew.
Like, you were right. I don't have to be first a lot of the times. Like, I don't have to be as miserable as me.
That's really it. You're just not as miserable and like pessimistic and cynical as me.
Probably. I'll be late to the party on players and teams and stuff like that. I'm okay with that. Like, if it's like, all right, let me see what happens. And everybody's like, it's going to be terrible. I'm like, all right, well, let me see it be terrible. And then when it is, I'll be like, well, you guys are right. Like, it's not good. But yeah, you slandered my name, Tristan.
Slander. Jesse and Damien, would you guys?
Don't leave us out of this. Me and Jesse, if I had some popcorn, I would just
leave us. Yeah, I'm eating lunch right now.
Leave us out of this. Jesse trying to have his lunch. Y'all are two adults. Y'all have matter of fact, I don't think I can do this. I think it messes. Y'all just fix this.
Check one, check two.
Think it works. Yeah.
He's gone. If you take yourself out, the host has left the chat. Chatty house. Can we get some people on the record over here?
Dame, you talk to me every day. Did I say this was a good trade, Zach LaVine?
If to be fair, I believe the phrasing that we used was this is probably as good as it gets. The reason we felt that way is I know the we believe that front office was under a directive from someone else to go get a player. There was never a single thought of a young, whether it's Steph, whether it's Keldon Johnson, whether it's whatever San Antonio player you're enamored with, that was never going to happen. From jump, it was never, ever, ever going to happen. So I think the prevailing thought was this was, and I believe the term that we both used was, this is as good as it's going to get.
Also,
it's not going to get any better unless you bit the bullet and waited. Mm-hmm. That was not an option.
I wasn't waiting at the time.
But understood. Yeah. More importantly, the guy who owns this professional basketball team wasn't for that either. He had one chance to get the player he wanted here, and he was going to use De'Aaron Fox to do it. It wasn't going to get any better. I wish our grand thoughts of two draft picks or A, B, C, and D or a young player or name your favorite Spur was real. It was never, ever, ever real. There was never pushback about giving up Steph Castle. Kings never – they were never getting Steph. It was never even a conversation other than – yo, man, like, you know, what's this look like? You know, I mean, Steph is a guy we want to start with. San Antonio Flasis, then there's no conversation to be had.
Right.
We're not trading Steph Castle. We're not.
Once again, I'll ask you, was I ever overly excited that the Kings got Zach LaVine?
I do not believe you were overly excited.
I thought he was a good player.
I don't think you were down.
No, no.
But I don't think you were.
I don't hate him the way others do. I think he's a good ball player. The numbers look good or whatever. Let's see what he could do here. I've never liked Zach LaVine like that. That's how I know I didn't feel that way. I always think he's just a really good ball player.
I don't feel like that's true. I thought you've always loved Zach
LaVine. No, I mean,
LaVine is top tier on Kenny's list.
No, what I'm saying is, I don't say like I never liked him like I didn't like him.
Yeah.
I never liked him to the degree where I'd be like, let's go. Like
I've never seen you react like that to anybody other than
Kyrie.
Mac Jones, who you was a little late to the party on Mac Jones because you were quick to KC was about Brock pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Brock Purdy. Yeah.
My boy.
That's my boy.
Yeah, he's like MVP. Brock Purdy.
That's my boy.
But you had him. But today, this year will be the year of the baby face turn on Mac Jones.
That's my boy, too. Shout out, Mac. I apologize for slandering his name earlier. But that's my boy. That's my boy. But Zach, I still think Zach is a good ball player, a talented ball player. The things that Trista said from day one about him are proven to be 100% correct about how he disappears in big moments and against big teams and stuff like that.
I mean, and now he's being removed from the moment.
Yeah.
We haven't talked extensively about it. He didn't play last night when the Kings made that run. He played in the fourth quarter, but when the Kings made that run, and shout out to Doug, I haven't had the opportunity to say this. TK, I don't know if you saw that game versus Minnesota last night. It was one of Doug's best coaching jobs. It is tough.
I was too busy watching my Blazers beat the Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis.
Yeah, the Bucks, you talk about a crash back down to earth.
Mm.
They lost Giannis and they play without Giannis, and it's like
this is nasty.
Crash and burn.
It's nasty. And why this is what I'd be talking about too. You'll appreciate this, Trista. This is what I'd be talking about too. Why wouldn't Scott Perry or anybody else bring Caleb Love in for an invite? I mean, if you watch college basketball, like, that's a skilled guy. Let's see what he can do on this level. What do you have, like 25 against the Warriors the other night? The guy can play basketball. Why not ever bring him in? I just don't get it. I would always bring a guy like Caleb Love in for an invite if he was undrafted or whatever. Like, the guy clearly has been able to play for I don't know how long. Good pickup by the Blazers.
He's a decent player. Yeah. He really is. Same thing with Sidy Sissoko. He got let go for nothing.
By the Kings.
And we picked him. Yeah, and we picked him up pretty quick.
Cleveland got a king. Sam
Merrill.
Our boys in Cleveland are loving that.
Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this all started with me saying the Kings are a game out of the play-in, and no one's reacting.
Well, I think nobody believes it. It feels like a little fugazi here. It feels like a Canal Street Louis Vuitton. Canal Street coach bag.
Shout out Canal Street, man. The mixtapes is crazy.
I don't know.
I'm going to get one of them bags in New York when I go. Y'all will never know the difference.
I hadn't seen
that. No, we will not.
They're in a while.
In New York? In what?
I said I haven't been to Canal Street in a while. I don't know what
Canal Street's not New York, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Where the hell is Canal Street?
Manhattan.
Downtown-ish, like down in like Tribeca area.
Oh,
Tribeca,
okay.
Soho, sort of down.
That's where I used to go get my Red Monkey jeans. when I was about 20.
That feels offensive.
I'd go with my cousin Ace. He'd take me to Canal Street. I'd get me some Red Monkey, some Avizu jeans. Be popping.
I can hear my mom in like four rooms away listening to the hit.
What shout up, Mama out. Crick?
Yeah, shout out, Mama Crick. I mentioned this last week. You didn't know five jars of Pepper Jam arrived at the house last week.
There was supposed to be six. For your my mom said so.
So
what
there's
happened?
There's a good chance Katie kept one for herself. There's a
Got
good
it.
Chance
my mom
that she
wanted
did.
To know of one yeah. broke or something.
No, Katie probably is hiding one, stashing one away. And Mama Crick sent five of them.
Let me check my Ring camera and see if there's any. No, there's, five still, of them. There's none in my. Oh,
that's
good.
What are we doing? What are we doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, it's been a little like not. I wouldn't say contentious. I would say a little anxious. I don't really need much. All I want is it's the first Thanksgiving we spent together in a decade. So okay. she's a little hyped up. She's over there making deviled eggs right this
second. Let's go.
She's making deviled eggs. She's making her like cream cheese olive spread that goes on Ritz crackers used with the pepper jam. It's all good.
Yes.
She's loving that.
Yes.
Making her little smokies, which is that's all I really want. The bone of contention is probably the mac and cheese, which if I had my druthers, I'd get some. But my girl Alice, who I've known forever, she's like three doors down. Her mac and cheese is the Patti LaBelle. So we're just going to roll with that.
Yeah,
right now, we've been on a mission for turkey wings to put those babies in the slow cooker or in the oven. Because I'm not like a big meat fan.
Okay.
She's never had turkey wings before, but we went and got the seasoning. We're going to go over to New Seasons right after this hit and get 12 turkey wings or something to put in there. Okay. And then we're going to have a nice little day.
Okay. There we go.
Good stuff.
She makes some apple crisp.
I'm sorry. What's the point of contention?
Well, she didn't want me to make the mac and cheese. Well, she was like, oh my God, I already got the turkey and you got the wings.
Okay.
And then I was like, it's
Mama
fine.
Crick
we
doesn't
don't need
sound
it.
Like that. Stop.
Yeah, she does. And I go, it's fine, Mom. We don't need anything. I'll just have, I'll just make some Kraft mac and cheese out of the.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Whatever you want. No. So it's like, it's the psychological manipulation that only children know how to do, I don't really eat that much, so it doesn't matter.
Don't eat a lot. You are a very, you're not a big eater.
I'll have like a little plate. And once I put everything that's on the plate on the plate, I barely eat half of it anyway.
Facts. Yes.
So,
facts.
With your birthday, it was the same thing at your birthday. I tried to have a little barbecue, this. And I'm like, ooh, leftovers.
Yeah, a lot of them. We ate that food.
What y'all doing? What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
For me, Katie's mom is in charge. So, and then we're going to my sister's house for a seafood boil on Friday.
Oh yeah. Tell her what's up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man.
That's in the works. TK, we appreciate you as always, man. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.
TK.
All right. See y'all.
All right, that's the
happy holidays.
Trista Crick right there. Shout out Mama Crick as well. We'll come back. I think we might need to hear what Doug said at practice today. So we've got that coming up. We'll dive back into the game as well. I really did not notice until now that the Kings are one game out of the play-in spot. The bottom of that conference, man. I don't know, man. We'll talk about it. Steve and KC here on ESPN 1320.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, big thanks to Trista Crick for being with us. Jake Fisher with Wizards earlier. Of course, you can catch up on everything. And Jason Jones coming up in about an hour or so. If you missed anything, of course, you can watch YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, that whole deal. Or you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts from. Doug Christie, Kings practice today because they're home. I was like, oh, look it, we've got sound from guys. Oh, it's because they're here for the first time. Let's hear what Doug Christie had to say following practice after the Sacramento Kings' second straight victory.
Because the defense happened, we get out and run, guys are dunking and finishing, and then you look over and pan to the bench and it's just pandemonium. Like they're happy and excited for each other, and those are the moments that that become contagious overall.
I feel like the last couple of games, you know, it seems like with some of the vets not playing, some of them toward the end of the game, are you coaching like freer and everything, with just everyone just buying into an understanding of like what's working needs to be out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of them are under the understanding that, like, if my teammate is playing, like, let them play. I think if you ask them man-to-man, is it always what you want? No, but it's not about an individual. It's about the collective. It's about the team. And those are this happens to be these last two games. This is probably as well as we've played as a team for each other. And that's not really even on the offensive end. That's defense and talking, the fight and the determination, the compete level. Yeah.
To that compete level, to have that kind of called out in recent games and prior to the past two, how do you kind of bottle what you're seeing in these final two?
Yeah, I think it's in them, and that's who they are. It's just, you know, when you bring a new team together, a new coaching staff, new everything. Everything is, you know, there's a smoothing out process. The diamond is, you know, it's pressure that makes a diamond. And then once you get it, you know, they facet and polish and all these different things. And there's parts of that that we're going through, and we're figuring each other out. And then there's the locker room dynamic and a team dynamic that they're figuring out. And, you know, ultimately what you see is the end result on the court. And we want it to be a certain way. It's not always exactly that way. But the one thing that they can control more than anything is the compete level. And they've done it at a really high level.
Did that play on the baseline that Malik, that you referred to a minute ago, that kind of encapsulate the type of effort that you would expect from this group?
Absolutely. You give it up. You give up yourself. You come and you demonstrate not only to, like, the fans at large, but it's also to my teammate. Like, I'm willing to sacrifice for you because he wasn't going to get that ball. Like, like get it and then keep it for himself. He was doing that for his teammate. And when you do stuff like that, that speaks to your teammate like, wow, man, okay, he's getting down like that. Well, like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do now to help you? And then before you know it, it becomes the standard of what we do.
What type of growth have you seen Egan handling the ball?
I mean, just all around growth. We want to put him in positions. There's been a few times where he's actually grabbed a rebound. He's like, no, go. And that just shows confidence. Also, it shows the guards, like, I can get out and run, and now maybe he'll advance me the ball, clear space, let him get downhill. But it's a that is a process, too. Like, you know, ultimately, I'd like to see him in pick and rolls as a screener and as a ball handler because he has so many different gifts. As a screener, you might find a way to take advantage of a switch if they're going one through whatever he's playing because he's guarded everybody out on the floor. So him handling the ball has been huge, rebounding the ball, shooting the ball, defending the ball. It's been good. Yeah.
We'll run one more here. I'm going to hit pause. You know Tone. We love Tone. That question could take a while. So shout out to our man Tone right there. I'm really happy that practice was happening as that conversation right next to the court.
No, it's great.
Was taking place.
Yeah.
There are 4 million other places for it to happen, but I'm really happy that it happened right there.
They literally have a hallway like 5 steps away.
A like soundproof hallway that you could do all of this stuff at. But it's all good right there. Doug remaining just kind of stoic. One thing when the question was brought up about how they're playing and the compete levels and all of that stuff, it wasn't refuted. It's not like he's, no, they've been playing hard. It just hasn't gone our way. He just all but acknowledged, yeah, like it hadn't been there. Good stuff from Doug Christie right there. He was asked about Scott Perry as part of that conversation that Scott had with Sam Amick in recent days that was published in The Athletic, I think yesterday morning. Scott was asked about Doug Christie, and Scott gave a kind of, kind of a reassuring answer. He said, Doug, quote, he has a lot of natural leadership qualities. He's very passionate and emotional about the Sacramento Kings. Obviously he was a part of really the last team that had sustainable success that we've talked about. So this means a great deal to him, and this is his first year as a head coach. So there's a learning curve for him as well. But I've got complete confidence in the organization does as well that he's going to be able to lead this team into better times. Doug was asked about that at some point today, I believe by our man Jason Anderson, and Doug said his backing, the alignment from him is huge. He hasn't said anything to me differently, so I'm glad that he said that publicly. More than anything, it's about us playing a style and a brand of basketball the Sacramento Kings can be proud of. I hope that's truly how Scott Perry feels. I hope he does have the utmost confidence in Doug Christie. I think one thing lost in some of our discussions about in recent days about the Kings and about Doug Christie and even perhaps his future, it's not an indictment, at least on my end. It's not an indictment on Doug. It's an indictment on the situation that he's been put in and the fact that it maybe remains to be seen if the organization truly does have his back. Scott Perry's words are terrific. 20 games, close to 20 games into the season, they'll mean a whole lot more when the season's over. 18 games in the season, they'll mean a lot more when the season is over, and there's no question that Doug Christie is the head coach next year.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought that Scott Perry would look at Doug Christie, talk to Doug Christie, and they're like-minded in that respect, in the way they see the game of basketball, the way they would approach building a roster, putting guys out there, style of play, and all that other stuff, which is why I always hope that he would, like, get a real shot. Like, it was a real thing, and it's everything that they're saying is that it is a real shot. I just know that I don't know this. This is my assumption. That's not Scott Perry's guy. Like, it was a guy that was already here that he evaluated from already here. He didn't go out and have a search for a new guy and decide on that guy as the hire. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's why I'm always a little leery of, all right, is it really Scott's guy? Are they really locked in? According to both of them, they seem to be locked in, and I hope that's the case.
I hope so. I hope so. Shout out J.A. He's actually, we're going to reset right here, right? We're going to get back on track. Okay, we'll come back. Jason Anderson asked Keegan a great question last night. I'm not sure if Keegan answered. He gave an answer, but I don't know if he actually answered, and it's had me stuck ever since. I'll see if we can pull up the audio and you can hear it.
That's a great question, Jay.
He definitely didn't say that. And he doesn't sound like that.
Damien, I don't know what you're talking about. We just, I don't know. Play the game.
You want to grade this?
Yeah,
that's fine. No, that was good enough. It's Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, Jason Jones will join us a little bit over an hour from now. Sacramento Kings get another victory last night. Two straight on a win streak, baby. And just a couple out of the play-in. I had mentioned a question that Jason Anderson asked Keegan Murray last night, I was able to find the question in the press conference. I'm going to run this for you now. I still can't decide if Keegan actually answered it. It's a hell of a question, and I'm sure there were some people wondering. Hell, I was wondering. But J.A. was there, and he asked Keegan the question, and I'm anxious to hear what your guys' thoughts are on this.
Keegan, there have been a bunch of nights already this year where this team didn't have that kind of fight. Tonight was I think the most fight this team's shown. Where did that come from? Did somebody say something, do something? Where did that collective energy and effort come from?
I mean, I feel like it was almost getting a monkey off our back. It was a long road trip. Obviously I wasn't there for half of it, but We struggled a little bit on that road trip. So I think to get back home after winning in Denver, which was a big win, and having a night like this, crowd-wise, was huge. And just keep moving forward. And I think that will just can hopefully progress us into a better record.
The end. Did he answer him?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
No.
But it was like Keegan's one of the best for that because he's like, Keegan is like low-key really slick. And so he'll just start talking and be like, ah, you know, we got this monkey off our back, the, you know, the road trip, blah, 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 blah. Whereas some guys would fall into the trap of, you know, that stuff stays in the locker room. So which immediately makes you think, okay, something happened. And then now, you know, James and Jason, they got to go dig around and figure out, okay, what sparked this? Keegan just rolled right past the question. But he said something that made you feel like he gave you an answer.
Right.
When in actuality, he didn't answer what Jason asked him. He was just like, "No, here's what I think about it."
Yeah, he was just
like, a brilliant answer.
He's like, "Well, you know, it's." And I'll say this in Kenny's voice, but he's like, "Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, guys, you know, coming together, and it reminds me of when we were at Iowa and they played against Iowa State in the football game, and it was just a tough game, but they found a way to win." And that's how they were able to, you know, prevail.
You know who was the master of what you just did? Peyton Manning.
Peyton Wood.
No one was better at, like, misdirecting an answer better than Peyton Manning was. And he would do it in such a charismatic way that you'd be like, yeah, I got one right here. And then you go back and you read your question and realize, oh, he still hasn't answered me.
Peyton, you're going up against the Patriots. You've lost four times in a row. How does it feel to beat them in the regular season? Well, Pam, I'll tell you this. You know, when me and Eli were back and growing up in Louisiana.
Was that
Louisiana,
Pam Oliver talking to – who's yeah, Pam? Pam yeah, Oliver yeah, Pam was talking yeah. to
– We were, you know, we would play this game. It was like Jackson. You know, we would do it hopscotch and
was
all this
Peyton
other stuff.
Was Peyton on Fox a lot?
But we, this was a crossover game.
Oh,
but, you know, we would go out there and we played hard. And it was just one of those things where Dad would always tell us to go out there and do what we have to do.
You know, you already gave the example. You didn't have to give us a second one. Especially with this weird collaboration of Pam Oliver and Peyton Manning. What? I can't lie. Tyler says... Peyton Manning, those commercials actually make me laugh.
Oh, no, they were, yeah. I feel like I haven't seen one in a while. Do they still run them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Sometimes
I miss it because you used to see them a lot, obviously, on Sundays, but Red Zone. And okay. Whoever decided to run the side-by-side Jack-in-the-Box commercial when DeMar DeRozan was shooting those clutch free throws at the end of the game.
I thought the timing was odd, too.
Stop it. This like, little in-box commercial break, we're not going to take you. Stop immediately. That was so offensive.
I thought that was odd timing as well.
That was – you could have done that when Malik Monk was yelling F-bombs coming out of the timeout. Don't do that there. It is not the time for it.
I agree.
Stop it.
Great.
Goodness gracious.
Got to be better, Bob.
I'm talking about, hold on, what the hell is Jack in the Box doing here? I brought this up earlier. We never got to it for whatever reason. DeMar DeRozan, when, to me, this could absolutely be wrong, to me, when DeMar DeRozan is his most engaged and locked in on a basketball game, he's getting to the free throw line.
Mm.
He was 9 of 16 from the field last night. That's a great number. Mm. That's a DeMar DeRozan number. He was 15 of 15 from the free throw line. Two things there. One, the 15. Two, the other 15. Mm. He didn't miss. But, like, him getting to the foul line the way that he did yesterday, to me, that is peak levels of engagement from DeMar DeRozan, or to steal Doug's often used line, that's peak levels of compete for DeMar DeRozan. He is actively working for his basketball team when he gets to the free throw line like that, and he is better at it than anyone else on the team.
That's a heck of a point by you and observation, because, you know, I would always, I understand like what James is saying, but I guess I just don't necessarily see it the same way. You know, when he talks about the me and DeMar DeRozan is usually who he centers it on, you know, taking shots because it's turn to take shots. It's not like DeMar DeRozan's taking 25 shots a night. Like, he routinely stays around like 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. through that whole process,
I mean, probably a little higher than that, no?
DeMar? I mean, he's during the losing streak, it was 13, 11, 15, 6, 10, 15, 12.
Admittedly, 3. Is some of those numbers too low? Well, Jesus. But those numbers are too low for DeMar, no?
No, I agree.
Oh, okay.
But like the what like James would say and others would say is like he's going back. He's got to go get his, and that's what messes everything up. He's not even shooting the ball that much. Yeah. Like what? Yeah. And I always thought like I saw something that those guys see too, and was like, it's just he's not there. And I think what you laid out is 100% more accurate than him being selfish and shooting all the time. It was the engagement level.
Mm.
Like, he wasn't locked into the game all the time for whatever reason. You know what I mean? Mm. Whether it was because he was, you know, taken out of his game because of the position he's got to play on defense. I don't know. Or the coach, the offense, I don't know. But he wasn't always engaged. And that was a great point by you to say when DeMar's engaged, you see those free throw numbers go up and tick up at a high level. During that losing streak, you said it was 15 of 15 the other night, or last night, 7 of 7
yep,
on
against
Saturday.
The Nuggets, yep.
During the losing streak, 0 of 0, 5 of 5, 2 of 2, 2 of 2, 0 of 0, 2 of 2, 9 of 10.
The 9 of 10, though, that was OKC, and they were
– it was a good game.
They were competitive against OKC.
It was a good game.
Covered the 18.5-point spread, I believe.
By – like 4 points.
Doesn't matter. That's not how Vegas works.
And then in the blowout, 3 of 3.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's more of what was going on with DeMar as opposed to him being super selfish and shooting all the time, in my opinion.
Warriors win 9 of 9. Bucks win 9 of 10. Jazz win, anomaly, 1 of 1. Played 36 minutes in that game, went to the foul line one time, scored 7 points in that one. That was the Zach LaVine game, though. Zach and Malik.
We hadn't seen Zach in a week. Well, I guess he had good numbers against
right, yeah, right. But see, that's the thing, to go back to, you know, the fun little back and forth with you and Trista. That's not just Trista's knock on him. I don't want to say everybody's. That's a lot of people's knock on him. John Dickinson out of nowhere was tweeting about the Sacramento Kings a few weeks ago, specifically about Zach LaVine and his assessment of Zach lined up with exactly the stat that you just laid out right there. We didn't see him in the fourth quarter yesterday. We did. We didn't see him in the during the run, and we didn't see him in overtime. Same with the Nuggets, but you go back to that Memphis game that they lose by 41. He scores all those points, and it's like they're meaningless. Mm-hmm. Like, his points often don't matter. Mm-hmm. That's not 100% blanket statement, but when you get teams like when you get the dogs, the Spurs, mm-hmm. OKC, he's not going to have 20 something shot attempts. You get out there against Utah, he's going to have 20-something shot attempts. You get out there against Memphis, regardless of what everybody else on your team, you're going to have 20-something shot attempts. But when you have, you know, the defenses, they're going to make life tough on you, and maybe part of this is the defense of the other team. Maybe it's the game plan for the other team. Thunder took his ass right out the game. Yeah, I think San Antonio did the same thing, too.
And I always feel, looking at Zach LaVine, it's just a passive nature by him, you know, because I think he's capable. I don't know if he gets spooked or intimidated by, you know, more physical defenses or more active defenses, but I mean, the shots are right there for you. Like, you can rise and fire over anybody to at least take the shot. Like, if you're not making a shot, that's maybe, you know, defense is taking it away, but you're not even looking to take. You'll take two dribbles, pivot back out, look to kick it out. That's just a passive nature by him.
I genuinely hate this term, but I understand it, and I understand why it's used. He is not a dog. He's not. He's too passive. Like, he is not going to cut you.
Yeah.
Like, DeMar will.
Them dogs was on the floor in the fourth quarter last night.
That's right. Yeah, Malik is a dog.
Yeah.
Russ, like, shoot, man, Precious Achiuwa was terrific last night. He's really good. That was a really solid signing for Sacramento. I know it hasn't paid like big dividends, but the fact that he was essentially playing center last night was terrific.
Yeah, I love what I've seen from Precious. Just his activity and his involvement in these games that he's been able to play in. Sneaky signing. You know, this is a guy that, you know, you can keep moving forward. He's not a pillar or nothing like that, but you need guys like Precious coming off the bench, giving you a solid 15 minutes. If Sabonis or whoever your center or whatever is going on moving forward is in foul trouble, you know you're not falling off a cliff with Precious Achiuwa being in the game. I remember him vividly. I know he was in Toronto and did some stuff, but I remember him vividly on the Knicks 2 years ago when everybody had gotten hurt. I think Mitchell Robinson had gotten hurt. They didn't have Cat yet, so I don't know. But they had all these injuries in the middle of the playoffs, and it was like, they're starting Precious Achiuwa. And he went out there and was just fine. Like, that's who he is, and that's who you need guys like that.
He's a good basketball player.
Yeah, he's a solid guy. He knows his role, knows his limitations. And, I like that pickup by Scott Perry.
I wonder if I was thinking this as we were talking to Jake Fisher earlier, but Jake covered so much in that 15-minute stretch. I kind of tucked this one away because you brought up Keon with him. You brought up Malik and Keon, and I wondered if Keon, the Kings view Keon like that. No, he's a good basketball player. We absolutely want Keon Ellis on this team. We might not view Keon Ellis the way, you know, Kings fan underscore section 202 does. But, no, we like Keon. Ultimately, like, if an opportunity presents itself headed into February and he becomes a trade asset for us, then that's fine. If not, though, we're perfectly fine going into the offseason offering him a contract. And if there's a team out there that offers the full mid-level or offers him big money, man, salute. Go get it. But we're not that basketball team.
Yeah.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only. Get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.